Welcome to episode 8. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to network and get clients as a makeup artist. Before you start this episode, you may want to go back to episode 6, which is about the 4 pillars of success in makeup artistry. It'll probably be helpful for you to have that information fresh in your brain before you listen to this episode. And just to recap, the 4 pillars of success in makeup artistry are the 4 areas of your business that you have to be putting work into consistently in order to build a successful career and also a good client base. A lot of what I'm going to talk about in today's episode is based on some of that info. Welcome to the Artist to Artist podcast. My name is Angie. I'm your host and I'm a full-time freelance makeup artist and makeup artist educator. And I hope today I'm going to help you get some more clients or at least change your mindset around how to network and get new clients. I think the first thing I wanted to do in this episode is just to go over some really hard truths about this industry, and I'd rather be straight up with that stuff. This is the kind of information that has always been helpful to me with my mindset. The first thing is that if you're working as a makeup artist or you want to work as a makeup artist, you are 100% responsible for the success of your business. Nobody owes you anything, and I want to be very clear about that. No one owes you any opportunities, and just because you want something really bad, that's not enough to make it happen. And in order to be successful in this industry, it is you that has to put in the work. The other thing about this job is that it takes so much time to build your business. So if you're looking for a quick way to earn money, to get clients, you're going to be very disappointed with this career choice. You have to be patient with the process, and it takes time not only to be better technically as a makeup artist, but it takes time to build out your network, to learn how to network, to learn the business side of things. I mean, all of this takes years to really master. So if this all feels new and very unnatural to you and a bit overwhelming, this is totally normal, especially in the first few years of your career. It's normal to feel like you don't know what's going on because there is so much that you have to learn just by getting out there and doing it. When you start working in the industry, all of this kind of slaps you across the face. So if you do feel like this today, don't worry, I got you. I'm hopefully going to clear some things up for you, as well as get you working more strategically for your business on getting new clients and networking a little bit better. I do want to set some realistic expectations for this episode. I'm not going to be laying out a list of 10 or 15 specific things that you can do to guarantee new clients coming through the door. What I'm going to go over with you today is really more of a bird's eye view of what you need to do, what you need to think about, and how you need to approach attracting more clients to your business, because so many of us are going to have our own journeys in this industry. A recipe to get new clients may work for one person, but not for somebody else. But if I go over from my experience, just more of the general things that I have done that I know my colleagues and friends of mine have done to get new clients and to improve their networking, hopefully what you're going to hear today is going to be a light bulb moment for you. And you'll know as soon as you're done this episode what you need to start working on based on where you're at in your career. Only you are going to know what you need to do. And I'm hoping with my transparency and the information I'm sharing with you, you'll have that moment of clarity and you go, oh yes, this is something I wasn't doing, or this is something I need to be doing, or maybe it's something you had an instinct or hunch that you should be doing. And today, hearing me in your ear is going to be like, okay, yes, I'm going to go and do that as soon as I'm done listening to this episode. When I've taught about how to get new clients in the past and even how to build a career as a makeup artist, the analogy I always use is one of an octopus. Think of an octopus moving across the ocean floor. It looks like this octopus is doing 700 different things with its tentacles to create momentum. This is you. You are the octopus. You are the octopus because you have to be consistently working on a lot of different things in your business to make progress in your career. And this progress includes getting new clients. And oftentimes, I think you'll find that nothing really happens in a straight line. In hindsight, you'll be able to connect the dots in your career, but there will be a lot of dots to connect. And these dots are very hard to see at the beginning. So let me try to break this down for you in a more linear fashion. Firstly, in order for clients to book you, these people need to know you exist, and they can find out you exist in 2 ways, from a mutual contact or from the internet. So this means you do need to leave the house and you do need to use social media. And you definitely know I'm going to tell you this all starts with networking. I probably have mentioned this in previous podcasts. I mention this a lot on Instagram when I do my Q&As every week. I want to make sure that you have the right idea about networking. It's that all networking is is really just making connections with people in your industry. It's not only about sending an email or a direct message and getting something in return from another person. This does happen and will happen to you, but it's not the goal. It's about sending an email or DM to introduce yourself, see if you have anything in common, say, hi, I love your work, see if you can be helpful to this person, whether it's a new photographer you want to shoot with or a hairstylist you'd like to collaborate with on something. These are the types of conversations that you want to be having with people to make sure you're networking professionally and you're networking in a way that is actually going to be beneficial to you and your business. You are here to play the long game, so don't get frustrated if you try to connect with somebody and they ignore you or they tell you they're not interested in working with you. There's plenty of opportunities that await you, provided you continue to make the effort to put yourself out there and connect with people and just let people know that you exist as a makeup artist in the same industry they do. It's also important to remember that your timing sometimes might not be the right timing for someone else. So when you reach out to another person and ask about maybe collaborating on a shoot, if they say, no, not right now, it might not be a forever no. It just might be that it's not on your schedule. So don't completely write someone off if this happens. There's people I've been chatting with for a few years, and some of them I'm just getting around to working with now. I know discussions around networking can bring up a lot of anxiety for people, but it's in your best interest to just simplify things. Take the pressure off of yourself of thinking that successful networking is only about getting a job or getting a shoot scheduled or crafting the perfect email or DM. Sometimes it's way easier than that. Think of it as just like tapping someone on the shoulder, introducing yourself, striking up a conversation like you would on a job. That's kind of all we're doing here. The other thing about networking is that you really need to check yourself before you start reaching out to other people. And I'm saying that because when you step back and look at the people that you're trying to connect with, what is the reason you want to connect with them? Is it because they look like a shortcut for you? Is it because you feel like one shoot with a certain photographer is going to change your career? Because if so, and that's the way you're feeling, this is not the right intention to have when you're networking, and you're going to be unsuccessful. You're going to waste a lot of time and you won't pick up any momentum in your career because you're going to be sitting at home waiting for an email or DM that's never going to come. You have to be smart and conscious about who you're networking with. I've mentioned this before, but it is worth repeating. A very experienced photographer is not going to gamble their time or clients on a newer makeup artist. This is nothing against the artist. It's just not a smart business move. And I know it's hard if you're a newer artist listening to this. If you've been working in this industry for a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about. As you get more experience, you will understand this more. But just trust me, it's not worth your time to shoot super high and try to connect with the, you know, most well-known photographer in your industry if you are just starting out. When you are networking, stop looking for the miracle, the big break, and start looking for people at your level doing work you like or have an interest in, or work you want to be doing. Part of your networking efforts should be about finding your people so that you come up together in the industry, and through creating your own network, you start to create job opportunities for one another. Let me frame it up for you this way. If you're a new makeup artist, you connect with a new photographer. That photographer maybe brings in a model and a wardrobe stylist, and you, let's say, connect with a hairstylist that you know. If you've made a good impression and good connections on that creative or TFP shoot, you've now been connected with three or four people that are also working on their own careers and are looking for clients who may refer you to their clients. This is why it's important to be really aligned with your team so you all get along. So on one shoot, you've added three or four people to your network who are actively also trying to build their businesses. And this is why it's so important to find your people and align with people at your level who want the same things. Now, if you do creatives with new people once a month or twice a month or three times a month and you continue this, think of how fast you're going to grow your network. And if you're holding up your end of the bargain on these shoots, meaning you're easy to work with, you come prepared, you behave professionally, your makeup application style is aligned with the shoot. This is really to make sure you're looking your best on set. why wouldn't these people refer you? This is how you network, create momentum, and start to get your name out there for paid work. Once clients and other industry pros are aware you exist, you need to show them in a few seconds that you can do the job they're going to be hiring you for or the job you say you can do. Our clients and our peers, so other industry professionals, are always going to need proof, and this is what social media and your portfolio is for. This is why I talk so much about figuring out who your ideal client is, who you want to work with, because the creative shoots that you're doing or the TFPs need to attract these types of clients. Even if you're not there yet and you're still in a stage where you're practicing makeup applications on your friends and family or you're still in school, those looks need to align with the type of work that you eventually want to be paid to do. Everything you're doing in your business needs to be done with intention, not just doing something on a hope and a prayer or this idea that you're going to get one big break or be discovered, because things really do not work like that in this industry. You really do have to be that octopus doing a lot of things at one time to get your momentum going. So when a big opportunity does present itself, you are prepared and can make the best of it. Let's chat a bit about social media. So on your social, you have to post your work. You have to post looks that are going to get you paid in your market. I know we're all very super critical of our own work, but remember, there's going to be more opportunities to take pictures of the work you're doing. And as your work improves, you should be going back and removing some of the less flattering representations of your work. So you want to make sure you're doing that. When you post looks that align with what people in your market are hiring for, when you connect with that photographer or a wedding coordinator or a producer or a hairstylist, whoever it is, that actually helps with your pitch. And then also back to the octopus doing 100 things at once, if you need specific work in your book to attract your ideal client, you want to look out for photographers and other industry professionals who are doing a similar kind of work and aim to connect with those people. I will give you a great example from my own career. Many years ago, there was one client I was working regularly for. It was an e-commerce job. There was a woman working for my client. I think she was only doing retouching at the time. We got to chatting on a break one day, and she showed me that she was starting to shift some of her photography into being more beauty focused. She wasn't a known photographer for all intents and purposes in our market at the time. I think she was retouching and just doing maybe some special events and wedding photography on the side. I saw some of the photos that she'd taken, and I thought they looked amazing. And at that point, I really wanted to do more beauty focused work. So I was looking for this type of stuff to add to my book. And I said to her, we have to shoot together one day. And I kept chatting with her about this. We connected on social. A good chunk of time passed. She ended up leaving the country, working somewhere else. And when she came back, her portfolio had grown. And I hit her up and I said, let's shoot some beauty. Like, let's finally do this. We did a shoot, and that turned into many years of shooting beauty focused creatives together. These photos got me a ton of work. They got her a lot of work. I used them to network with other photographers to continue growing my network and my portfolio. We got each other work over the years. And this is an example of what it should be like. This is great networking in action. Even though at this time I was not a new makeup artist, I was moving into doing new work for me. So more beauty focused work was new to my portfolio. And I saw an opportunity to connect with someone who was also kind of working their way up the ladder. And that was an opportunity that I jumped on, and it ended up being so rewarding for me in so many different ways. Not only did I get to work with an amazing photographer, our books really grew together, our careers kind of developed over time, and the work that we did on those creatives and TFPs ended up getting me paid work. And that's what good networking does. This was at a point in my career as well where I could not get opportunities to work with people who I saw as being the best of the best in the industry, because I wasn't in that network. I wasn't really close with that group of professionals. And this was at a time that I was signed with an agency and I was on the board, and that couldn't even help me because that network of pros was kind of closed off. And this is the reality of what our industry is like. So what I decided to do is seek out people who had the same interests as I did, regardless of who they were in the industry. I didn't care. So I hope that makes sense to you. I made my own path through my networking choices. The path that I wanted to go down as an artist, my own agency at the time couldn't clear the path for me. They couldn't connect me with the people who were really influential in beauty photography. So I had to make my own path, and that's what I did. I got to a point where I would say to myself, I just want to work with people I like, good people who have the same goals as I do and who are willing to build something together. And that changed how I approached my networking and the clients I went after. I stopped caring about who was who in the industry, who was working with who, and I just focused on what I wanted and I focused on connecting with people who were like-minded. And once I shift my focus to connecting with people who were like me and wanted the same things as me, we began to form our own network. At the end of the day, once I shifted my mindset around how I was networking and more importantly, who I was networking with, and I stopped trying to be with the cool kids, I guess you would say, things really opened up for me. And I started to meet clients that I really connected with. And some of my best clients and some of the people that I've become the closest with, both professionally and personally, I connected with them at this time in my career where I really did realize it was me that was responsible for everything. My agency could not help me, could not open the door for me with certain clients. It really was 100% up to me. And that's why I'm sharing this stuff with you in today's episode, because once you realize this, and you also realize you have nothing to lose and you don't need to be working with the most popular photographer or whoever in your market, you can have an amazing career without all that. It really changes your approach and you can really excel at building your business and getting new clients once you see things in this light. I hope by this point you're getting the idea behind my octopus analogy. You have to be working on and you have to be aware of so many different things at once to build your network, to improve your technical skills, to expand your reach in your market. I talk about momentum a lot. This is how you become more known in your market, and this is how you attract more paid clients. I hope you're starting to see why I say there is no specific recipe to doing all this, and it really is just about working on those four pillars. So technique, service, network, and brand. It doesn't have so much to do with a perfectly written email or a perfectly curated portfolio. There really is so much more to networking effectively and getting clients than that kind of thing. It should be pretty clear now that in order for clients to book you and in order for you to have really successful networking efforts, clients need to know you exist, but they also need proof that you can do what you say you can. And we just covered off how to do that. Now, I said I wasn't going to give you a specific strategy to help you with your networking or your client list, but I kind of lied because I do want to challenge you this episode. If you are really struggling to get clients or attract new people to your business, maybe you feel like you're in a rut, maybe you're starting over, you're in a new market, maybe you've got nothing to post on social, there is something I think you should try, and there is a list of potential clients you already have access to that you can tap into. Now, this may push you out of your comfort zone, so I'm just going to throw it out there. I do think it's a good thing when this happens, but before you do this, I do want you to think about who your ideal client is. I want you to take some time to do some research into the type of work that's paying in your market. Think about the work you want to do, and specifically the type of makeup looks clients who are paying for makeup artists in your market would like to see. And I want to challenge you to tap into your social network, whether it's your Instagram following, maybe you play on a sports team on the weekend, maybe you're part of a group of moms in your neighborhood, maybe you're in some sort of Facebook group. And what I want you to do is offer up some free makeup applications in exchange for social media content. You could go one step further and maybe do a giveaway with a salon in your area or connect with a photographer who does headshots. Get creative with this. You should be approaching this as almost a networking event for yourself. And the point of this is to practice networking with new people. It's to force you to get content for social media, to focus in on doing looks that the type of paying clients in your market that you want to work with would want to see. It's to get you to build new habits around working strategically to network with people and to get content for social, because this is a big part of this. And this is how you get clients. For those of you who want to do special events and weddings, you're going to need pictures of just regular people with really beautiful hair and makeup to attract clients to your business. So this is a great thing to do every so often. Don't just think of it as a challenge one time. Every few months, if you need to refresh your portfolio, try something new, think about doing some makeup applications in exchange for some social media content. Meeting people in this way is so great for your business. If you make a good impression, they will tell other people about you. So this is one one way you can be strategic with this. Now, if you want to do more commercial work in your market, the way in is connecting with other industry pros who are already dabbling in commercial work. So you may just want to use this podcast as your sign to find some newer photographers to connect with. Maybe reach out to photography schools in your area. Find some photographers you've never heard of or who are new, who have looks in their portfolio that kind of align with what you want to be doing. There are also a ton of photographers who do smaller group trainings with newer photographers or one-on-one sessions. You may want to reach out to those people and offer up your services to one of their students for a shoot. That's a great way to introduce yourself and connect with some new people. One approach you might want to experiment if you are going to be networking with other industry professionals, specifically photographers, I would actually try putting together a mood board of maybe two or three makeup looks in lighting that you like. Of course, these looks also have to align with the kind of work these photographers are already doing and they already have in their books, even if it's just a few shots that they have. And introduce yourself and say, hey, I would love to collaborate on a shoot with you. I have some ideas in mind. Let me know if you'd like to chat and then just see where it goes from there. The bottom line here is with this podcast, what I need you to know is that clients are not just going to fall out of the sky. They may fall into your lap as a referral from another industry pro, but that referral will come from your networking efforts and the work that you're showing in your portfolio on social. You are the boss of all of this. I started this podcast by telling you that you are 100% responsible for your success. This means you're responsible for your networking efforts. It means you're responsible for capturing the content that you need on social and see it like you are the CEO of your business. And you have to do more than just be out here wishing on a star for something to happen. The sooner you have this kind of shift in energy and responsibility behind all of the things that you have to do, this is really the secret sauce for better networking and attracting clients to your business. And I think that's everything I wanted to cover off this week. I hope you will accept my challenge and put yourself out there and really just tap into the network of people that you already have access to. You'd be surprised what can come of this. Thank you so much for listening to me. If you're enjoying this, please let another makeup artist know. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And please be sure to follow me on the Artist to Artist Instagram. Have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you next week.